Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 25, verses 11 through 13. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, is a wise rebuker to an obedient ear, like the cold of snow in harvest, is a faithful messenger to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. An appropriate word, spoken at the right time for the right reason, in the right way, is both valuable and beautiful. Ladies, can you see how much our world is lacking for women to speak up for right and true and good things? Uncle Tom's Cabin is one of the most tender, spiritual, and moving books I have ever read. It was written at a time when slaves were treated as merchandise, even women and children. It woke people up and caused them to care. When Abraham Lincoln met the author, Harriet Beecher Stowe, he said, "So, you are the little lady who wrote the book that started this great war. Her words were used to stir others up to do the right thing. Words can have great power for good." John Corson says, "If you have a heart that wants to obey the Lord and learn of Him, you'll receive the word of a wise reprover as gladly as you would receive a beautiful gold earring." I'll close today with Proverbs 15, verses 31 and 32. "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding." This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.